station. Because I'm great, I fixed them. We're now back in business. We will be playing some new tracks, about half an hour to maybe a little longer's worth, because nobody listens to the rules around here and nobody does their show. I'm very mad about it, and there will be cuts to the team made. In any case, I'll skip over some tracks that I was going to play. We'll get right down to the good stuff, for beginning with a track from the Unlikely Trio, but mostly, I guess, it's more of a quartet. This will be New Music Tuesday, recapping all the great tracks that came out this past week. We're going to begin with, I guess, certainly one that was unexpected for me to come up on my release radar for Spotify, telling me what artists of mine that I like had come out with new music. Certainly wasn't expecting Prince, because he has passed away. But we got a track from Prince, Q-Tip, and the Neptunes. I don't even know what it is. I think it's a remix from the Neptunes. So that's the production duo of Chad Hugo and Pharrell Williams doing the track "The Greatest Romance Ever Sold."
The greatest romance that's ever been sold.
Greatest Romance Ever Sold from Prince, Q-Tip, and the Neptunes. Now, that track was actually released in the late 90s, or recorded, and then released only on a 12-inch vinyl, only made available on streaming services this past Friday. So it's new to me, and it's new to most people, I would think. The only collaboration ever between Prince and Pharrell. Shame that they didn't get to work together more. Now, moving on, we have a new single, or we get a new pair of singles, from Vampire Weekend. We had This Life and Unbearably White. This past Friday. Oh man, we're trying to keep it recent, but this was a good one that I really enjoyed, and I hope that you will too if you haven't heard it already. So, This Life, Vampire Weekend.
Am I good for nothing?
This Life, the new track from Vampire Weekend, Pitchfork's ranked best new track of the week. Eagle-eared listeners, which is a phrase that I will not abandon, will have heard the harmonies of Daniel Higham from the band Higham. And, you know, that's not the only similarity of those. They're the only shared thing that those that Higham and Vampire Weekend have together. Excellent sentence. It's all around. The track was produced by Ariel Rekstad, who also produced the entirety of Days Are Gone, as well as the last Higham album. Anyway, Pitchfork does also mention that it sounds a bit like Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison, which I did notice now that you talk about it. And The rapper I Love Makonnen, I think that's how it's pronounced. Anyway, he has that song that's with Drake. It's like a club going up on a Tuesday. Yes, he interpolates the hook from that song when he says, "You've been cheating on me. I've been cheating on you." That's a lifted line. Fun facts, again, all around. Next up, we have a new track from Alec Bailey, who I do not know very much about. And I really enjoyed this track, but, you know what? I'll ruin it after you listen, or maybe you'll ruin it for yourself as you listen. Here's the track, Roseanne.
Roseanne, why you gotta go and try to break my heart? Got so many no friends and no bins. I don't fit in your weekends no more. Roseanne, I thought we had plans, but they kind of feel like dreams tonight. So I'm drinking, you know the reason. I'm sitting here all alone and singing. Singing, damn Roseanne, I'm still trying to be your man. I'm still reaching for your hand. Damn Roseanne, you had to go and get too cool. I don't wanna be your fool, but I am. Damn Roseanne, why you gotta make me want you more?
Alec Bailey with Roseanne, which is a track I am trying to enjoy, but very much cannot due to the fact that it's called Roseanne, and there's kind of, there are already memories there. Not really memories, but it's hard to not imagine that Alec Bailey is singing this to Roseanne Barr, the disgraced former star of the self-titled show. Oh, man. He's from North Carolina, Alec Bailey. Inspired to start writing songs and playing guitar at the age of 13 while watching bands perform in his hometown. I don't know how old he is now. I don't know. Anyway, now is a good track, despite its major flaw. In any case, we're going to move on before I get too deep into Alec Bailey. I do have more new tracks coming up, but I did, in fact, discover what may possibly be the greatest song of all time, and I'm not even sure if I'm joking. Its use of all the tropes of music and all the tropes of pop music and all these little, you know, grace notes and other tiny little things and the melody and the ideas. Oh, I cannot stop listening to Please, Mr. Postman by The Carpenters. Please enjoy. I have to be entirely honest and say that I didn't know that the Carpenters covered this one. That's a big fault on my part. It was, in fact, originally recorded by the Marvelettes in 1961 and covered by the Beatles, Carpenters, the Saturdays. I just don't know. It seems... You know what? Oh my goodness, fun indie fact for all my listeners. The song provides the melody for the 2017 hit single Feel It Still by American rock band Portugal the Man. Fun facts. And just great content from Shock Me Like an Electric Neil tonight. We got 15 minutes left. It's been a short show, but we're gonna ramp things up with the new Tame Impala track Borderline, which is just a bop. Hope you enjoy it. Gone a little far, stop for something. the new single from Tame Impala. Do I just read Pitchfork articles to you? I don't know. That seems a little lazy. Oh my goodness, what a mishap. Really, really high quality stuff from Shock Me Like an Electric Neil. There's some real, really good nuggets in this Pitchfork article about it. It's saying that Borderline is less looking at a lava lamp and more looking at an Instagram of a lava lamp. I don't know. There's about Kevin Parker's uncertainty about life and living in LA, and you know how it is. Do we? We don't. New single from Catronata featuring Van Jess. Catronata, one of the best hip hop producers out there. Don't even care. He's up there with Metro Boomin. Catronata's certainly got his own style. This is a track with Van Jess called Dysfunctional.
Just stop it, baby. Dysfunctional.
Catronata and Nigerian-American sister duo Van Jess with track Dysfunctional. That one's 6 days old, which is the second oldest from the show, not counting the 1975 single, Please Mr. Postman, from Carpenters, that we all really, really enjoyed because it's incredible. It's so good. All right, 9:55. I'm going to stick in two more tracks just because I deserve to have all the time I did, a full hour, even though it's not going to reach a full hour. I do a good show, I think. And we're going to start this one with a track just to check in, see if Jordan's listening. I'm not sure. I think he likes Omar Apollo. This is from this past... I went to check the date, but then I realized it just came out this Friday because that's what all the songs were. Such a good job, Neil. Now you don't have to, you know, concern yourself with the years, even though you're doing it right now. Here's So Good from the new Omar Apollo album, Friends.
Running away, away. Hold it to my heart, it to my chest. Got me hurting my brain, my brain. It's obvious that I don't need your love or mine. Got it to say, baby, what you say? It's wrong, and I need you around.
And I want you. Been avoiding the pain.
I'm not afraid to
That was so good from Omar Apollo. I thought that one was a good one. And to close out, we will have a track from the new incredible Ann Anderson Paak album, What Can We Do, featuring Nate Dogg.
It's the rap singer, the hook class, real life crime fixer, never gas.
Hard for me to stop,
why you move so cold?
Cause my girl up and gone,
she'll be back in the morning.
Go to mama, take your drama.
Seems like I can't give a damn.
I'm thinking more,
cause my heart is broke.
Cause my love went wrong.
Yeah, another bag and she left me in the mold while the bubble over stove. As I was dreaming of a bag, when I woke, it was starting to snow.
Oh, yeah.
And in a bed full of cash, you slowly rolled over and whispered back to me. That's just the way things have to be.
What Can We Do from Anderson Paak and the late Nate Dogg, who passed away in 2011, but Anderson Paak got some, he got that sample. Anyway, I think I'm going to call it on the show. I want to thank people for listening in, especially Zoe Pierman and Tracy Kurdziel. That's just going to cause a lot of problems in our relationship, because I started with just the Kurds, and then I psyched myself out, and this is, knowing Tracy, this will probably be the end. So it's been a pleasure knowing you, Tracy. Zoe, will catch up soon. Thank you to my father and mother if they're listening. Much appreciated. Jordan was not listening, so no thanks to him. 39 minutes, almost. We did a good job today. I'll leave you to Robo DJ. A quick reminder that you are, in fact, listening to WJRA 24.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This has been Shock Me Like an Electric Neil with me, your host, DJ Roomba. Give us a listen online in our archives at WJRH.org. Bye now.